with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. At a news conference, White House Press Secretary Caroline Levitt says the Democrats' defense of Kilmar Abrego Garcia is stunning.
The number one issue they are focused on right now is bringing back this illegal alien terrorist to America. But where are the Democrats applauding the fact that southern border crossings just hit a historic low? Where are the Democrats supporting our brave men and women of law enforcement who are putting their lives on the line every single day to arrest the violent illegal alien invaders that the previous administration allowed into our country?
Maryland Democratic Senator Chris Van Hollen traveled to El Salvador on Wednesday and met with the country's vice president to push for the release of Kilmar Abrego Garcia, but was denied. Democrats have been grappling with the need for generational change inside their party leadership in the months since last November's election. In the Senate, that debate could soon get kicked into overdrive. Correspondent Bernie Bennett has details.
Senator Dick Durbin, the party's number two leader, will announce in the coming weeks whether he will run for re-election. Many Democrats in Washington or back in Illinois are expecting the 80-year-old to say that he will retire next year at the end of his current term. That decision would have major ramifications inside the Senate Democratic caucus, where the median age is 66 years old. If Durbin, the third oldest in the caucus, hangs up his hat, it'll provide an opening to inject new blood into the upper echelons for the first time in a decade. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
Fox News and CNN are reporting that the Trump administration is asking the Internal Revenue Service to revoke the tax-exempt status of Harvard University. According to the report, the Ivy League's failure to address the anti-Semitism on campus is grounds for losing its 501c3 tax status. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 699 points. This is SRN News. Most pastors are pretty sure their church will be around for a while.
A new poll released by Lifeway Research finds that 94% of Protestant clergymen say, quote, I expect my church will still exist in 10 years. Only 4% say they do not believe that the congregation they currently lead will still be there a decade hence. The survey also finds that the least confident pastors are those who lead smaller churches, many of which have fewer financial resources and are closer to the edge economically. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Tens of thousands of people gathered at Judaism's holiest site in Jerusalem on Tuesday for the traditional priestly blessing prayer. It's a ritual dating back over 2,500 years to when King Solomon's temple stood at the same site. The blessings performed by male Jews who can trace their lineage back to the priestly caste and takes place three times a year during Judaism's major holidays. Jews are currently observing Passover. SRN News. A scary scene unfolded in Minneapolis involving an umpire hit by a batted ball. Correspondent Gethin Kulbaugh reports.
Veteran umpire Hunter Wendelstad had to leave Wednesday's game in Minnesota after he was struck in the face behind first base by a line drive foul ball. Wendelstad instantly hit the ground after a direct hit from the liner off the bat of New York's Tyrone Taylor in the seventh inning. The 53-year-old ump was down for a minute while being tended to by medical staff. He was able to slowly walk off on his own with a towel against the left side of his head. I'm Gethin Kulbaugh.
Bryce Harper is set to take another swing at fatherhood, and he did it with a blue bat. The Philadelphia Phillies slugger used a blue bat in his first appearance of Monday night's game against San Francisco as part of a gender reveal for his fourth child. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm Keith Peters in Washington.